It's abrupt. Shit.
Every hold on. Fucking time.
Headphones fell out. Welcome to Hammer Dad!
Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out. Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
It's a hot start, Tony. That's a hot start.
Listen, I'm not the only one this has happened to this week, okay?
I don't think Mitt has. Oh, there he is. He's got it.
All right, there we go. That's good. Let's get this thing up on the fucking desk so it doesn't fall again. There we go. Welcome to Hammer Don Don. I am Tone Diggs. That's Bubba Gumpino. Canadian sensation, bearded wonder. Why?
It's time, Tony.
It is time.
It is time.
It's Picks Friday. Ralta, you here?
I'm Mitt, here, brother.
Mitt, you here?
Yes, sir, Tony. What's up?
People are probably wondering why that seat's open.
Why is it open, Tony?
Well, with no further ado, we've had a guy on every single week of the playoffs, a man with unlimited information, a man who hails by way of Ireland, the man who runs the bookmaking for FanDuel Sportsbook, John Sheary.
That a baby John.
That a baby John. He came out here to join us. As everyone knows, if you are a Hammer Don fan, John makes all the lines and shit for FanDuel. So how you doing, John?
Great, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for coming out here. Gumpy didn't say hi to you earlier. That was kind of messed up.
Nah, I was busy, Tony. I'm sorry.
Is that what happened?
I don't think so. I'm just worried about who was sitting here before me. Their head must be
AJ.
Fucking huge.
AJ Hawk. AJ Hawk. His head is John Norris.
Jesus.
I'm like, this thing is wobbling. And
if you press down on it, it should shrink it up.
I've got big old ears as well, and they're not even filling this shit up.
He's one of a kind, John. He's one of a kind.
I announced it on Pat's show. You told me that the Simpsons fake meme has done quite a number on your book.
Yeah, it sure has. Yeah, that one is honestly, if that hits, I'll be looking for a new job on Monday morning, that's for sure. There'll be no more John Sheeran in America.
But that's not your fault if it hits.
No, but that's not the way they look at it, is it?
That is why you don't worry about public money, right?
That is very true.
that exact thing is why it does not matter.
What did that number start at? Because when I got it, so I'm part of the problem here.
No, exactly. You fucking scumbag.
But I mean, I had to. If it hits and I don't take it, I mean, what do we do? It's a lottery ticket. It was plus 13,000. It was plus 8,000 yesterday. Is it still there? Do you know?
Yeah, we had a conversation about it today. It's got to nearly $40 million in exposure.
Jesus Christ.
Honestly, think it could be like $100 million come Sunday. And I'm saying this and I'm telling everybody here this story. I don't know if our CEO even knows about it yet.
Really?
She's
here.
She's about to find out.
She's here. We could tell her.
That's crazy. We're not going to lower the odds anymore. We're at 80-1 now, plus 8,000, as you said, and you know, I don't want to give the secret away, but the true probability should be more like 600-1.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're getting ripped off at plus 8,000.
We feel good about it, but at the same time, if it's 31 each with a minute to go and there's a field goal drive, and I won't feel so happy then.
that would be incredible. And then you also told me so you did not. Another place or two maybe took it to 3.5. But you're saying you guys are getting all Bengals money?
Yeah, we opened it at 4, almost at the conclusion of the two conference games, and really didn't move it a whole lot. We went to 4.5 for a small period of time, but it's been all Bengals money the entirety of the week.
Are you surprised by that?
Really surprised. I don't like it at all.
What do you think it should be, John? Do you think the line's right, or you think?
So our number is sitting the core base rating number that we're getting after we adjust for home field advantage in SoFi is 3.9. So okay, we opened at 4, we sat at 4. But I think the matchup on top of that, you know, is something that you can't really hang an exact number, right? You can't exactly quantify, you know, what the coaching mismatch is worth.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it was me and it was my book alone, I would probably hang 5 on it, but I don't think this game will be close.
Coaching mismatch? Oh, what do you think it's going to be?
I think there's a decent chance this is over at halftime.
Johnny.
We like the Rams,
Gump's an incredible better.
I dislike the Rams a fair
but
amount.
But sometimes he lets his heart.
There's nothing that I like about the Los Angeles Rams team.
No?
No. And this is with my heart. I'm taking the Bengals. Okay. It's nothing to do with numbers or anything. I'm not as big on McVay as everybody else.
they've defied the odds every game in the postseason so far. Well, so there's no reason they can't do it again.
You saw those two challenges McVay made against the Niners. Like, if they're losing, he will start pressing.
Yeah.
Stafford could panic. Like, if the Bengals get up, I think the Bengals win. And I'm not taking the points. Like, if the Bengals cover, the Bengals are going to win this game.
Now, 48.5 is high, right? I mean, it opened higher.
Yeah, we opened at 49.5. It's come down to 48.5. The money is really good two-way action. That will probably not move at all. And if it does, it'll drop a half a point.
Okay.
So you're talking about a 48 or 48.5 for the game.
What's the standard total? 44, 45-ish?
Yeah, I mean, it's been on the rise the last couple of years with the increased efficiency in offense. But, yeah, you're talking those, mid-40s.
Am I crazy? I was looking at it yesterday, each team to score a touchdown in each half was like minus 168 or something like that. So I read into that and thought, well, the book doesn't think that each team is going to score a touchdown in each half. Is that a way that I could look at that and then think, oh, they think that the under is going to come in? Or how do you guys feel about that, all that?
Yeah, look, I think that's a difficult way to think about it. I think, the expected points is what we run off, right? And right now it's a 4-point spread in a 48.5 game. So, you do the math on it and it's 26, whatever it 20, is, 22.
Yeah.
And that's the result, and that's three scores. But it's not evenly spread. You see big leads and then you see teams defend that position. And if I'm right about the Rams, then hopefully that's the situation on Sunday.
Tell you what, Cooper Kupp, 105.5 overrun. Is that the highest?
Big number.
That's a big number, absolutely. Right?
Yeah, we opened to 103.5. We have seen nothing but over money since. We've only moved it two yards. We see a lot of value in the under. It's not going to be a pretty watch. Don't get me wrong. People out there watching want to bet the game and enjoy it. It's going to be a horrible watch, but we see a lot of value in both he and OBJ's unders.
Okay. Bengals secondary is very good. Like, I think a Mike Hilton pick six is something that could very well happen.
And I said this on the show yesterday. Their defense coordinator drops 8 more than anyone else in the league. I assume they're going to put a lot of people on Cooper Kupp. That's a very, very high total. Oh, and I also mentioned last week, if you're going to take unders for props for players, wait till right before the game, right? Because I assume everyone else is going to come in and go over on everything.
So historically, that's certainly been the right way to think about it, because everyone wants to bet the overs. All the overs money comes in and it rises all week, and then the value certainly on the under. I think, I just mentioned we only move Cooper Kupp's total yardage 2 points. I think the opportunity is less over time. We took a $250,000 bet on Stafford's overs and we've only moved it 3 yards. 270,
Jesus.
Whatever it is now, 8.5.
How do you feel about when you hear Pat say that he's going to put 40,000 on the coin toss?
I am seriously like that. I'm shitting my pants over that one.
Johnny,
I figured you would like that.
Done. I love it. We've taken, honestly, I think I looked at it earlier. We took like nearly 10,000 bets on the coin toss already. People just love that stuff.
Is it split money?
I mean, you don't even need to ask me, right? It's always tails never fails. Like 65. 35 to tails.
That's what he's going to be on too.
Is this?
So yeah, you guys are going to win.
So I cut the odds?
Huh?
I should cut the price.
No.
People love the coin.
People do love the coin. So I think you're going to want heads on that one. You were talking earlier too that when we were texting that you had some more liabilities in other areas too.
Yeah, I mean the Simpsons one is the best fun of all. I mean 34-31 to the Bengals, and I'll certainly be in the unemployment queue on Monday morning. So that one's the most interesting one. There's a prop there out there that we really like, though. I think one thing is who'll call the first timeout. It might be a bit of fun.
Oh.
McVay is, in our opinion, probably number one in the league for unnecessary timeouts.
Okay.
That guy is skating up and down the sideline when the play clock is ticking down. And
too much Adderall.
Yeah, I think there's some books that open that like Pick'em, and we thought that was a lot of value. So if you can get anything to minus 115, I would say that probably represents a bit of value as well.
How about the no touchback prop that Pat has kind of shed a light on the last couple years?
So this one's crazy. We got to go and kick some lumps out of Pat McAfee in a minute. We opened it plus 150. It was hammered down immediately. All the way to plus 105, no pun intended, in terms of hammered down.
Yeah.
But we think there's a lot of value in the other side of that now for it to be a touchdown. You can get minus 125 in some spots.
That's
particularly if the Bengals win and absolutely. Kick off.
Yeah, because
McPherson's leg. Obviously.
McPherson is the worry because I think Matt Gay's got something going on with him. Yeah. He's obviously been coming up on short on some kicks. But I mean, I'm gonna something that's hit 18 in the last 20 or whatever. I have to
go down with the ship.
I have
my
to
friend.
Take it.
Go down.
I know that's
with
not
the, ship.
The gambler's way of thinking, but.
No, it's super insightful. You talk about, you know, you always ask me about where there's opportunities for bettors to get good value. And, you know, none of our traders knew about this until Pat mentioned it a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So imagine the opportunity that was there then.
We talked about it yesterday. Samaje Perine's over-under is 2.5. That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be on the field as well, right? You're going to have opportunities. So, yeah, not a strong view in terms of where we've seen the money for on that one, but... there's plenty of opportunities out there for everyone.
How do you make the odds on the Gatorade color?
We get a different color straw. We throw them all up in the air, and fundamentally, wherever it lands, that's kind of how it gets set. Right now, most of the money's for purple. We have purple as our worst.
Really?
But that I think that happens every year, and it's never purple.
No. I saw the Chiefs were orange, and then the other 2 years were blue. The Bucks were blue. And then whoever won the year before the Chiefs was also blue. So,
I can't shed any lights on it.
You don't do anything for the national anthem, right?
No. I think everyone got warned off that last year when somebody recorded the length of it.
The integrity
of the national anthem was
exactly.
ruined.
Now, is there any other tidbits before we get you out of here that you think bettors need to know?
I don't think so. I mean, like I said, I would concentrate on unders. They're not going to be a lot of fun to bet on, but there's certainly a lot of value there.
He's
I love
your guy.
It. I got 0-0 first quarter in there. I got under 5.5 for the high scoring quarter.
There's a you can't do it on FanDuel, so maybe I shouldn't give it out. But some books are allowing. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's some books out there that are allowing some same game parlay that are too heavily correlated that's not accounted for in the calculation. So one that we like is under Jalen Ramsey tackles at 3.5.
Okay.
Into under Jamar Chase 5.5 catches in the game.
Okay, so that you think they're just not going to go at those two people.
Well, I mean, they're so surely Jamar Chase is going to be, you know, shadowed by Jalen Ramsey. So if he goes under 3.5 tackles, you can probably guess that Chase didn't get to 6 grabs in the game.
First drive punt too.
First drive punt, yeah, like the first drive punt.
Stafford first pass or first pass incomplete or interception at plus 270 is one that I like.
Yeah?
He's usually quick trigger on the first pass of the game.
What about MVP? You must have an MVP. Buddy.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah?
Just for value-wise.
We actually cut it yesterday. Yeah. We laid 50,000 at 16 to 1 yesterday. Was that your
massive.
Best?
No.
We both took flyers on that. Because, I mean, what if he gets 3? What if he gets 4 sacks? There's a chance. Vaughn's got it before.
Yeah, our traders actually like Leonard Floyd a little bit as
really?
Well. Like 150 to 1, I think we are.
Because I saw Vaughn and Aaron are pretty high to get a sack. Floyd, though, you could actually get him at a decent price to get a sack. So I was thinking about taking maybe some there.
Yeah, there's a decent angle into him. Obviously, you're going to have to pay a lot of attention to the other two, and it might give some gaps through the middle for him.
No, that's awesome. Hey, we can't thank you enough for coming on for the entire playoffs. We appreciate it.
Enjoyed it. Thank you, guys. Have a good
one. Good luck this
week. I'm not going to do a Gabe Morenci exit.
No, you got to do it. Hulk Hogan across the stairs, dude.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Cheers, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. How do you feel about that? Well, you're not on a mic, so I'll wait. Boys in the back, do you take anything from that?
Yeah, Tony, I took, I think OBJ and Jamar Chase definitely both to score. That's what I kind of took off that.
That's what you took from that? You're the best, dude. How about you, pal?
I mean, I can't believe he thinks the Rams are... I mean, I guess a lot of people think that, right? I just feel like it's got to, for whatever reason, I just have this thought in my head that it's the Super Bowl and it's got to be close.
Personally.
Do you know what I mean?
Like.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I feel like it should be the Bengals. Like, I feel like they're the confidence and blah, blah, blah.
But the way I feel about the Bengals is the way I felt about the Niners.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Well, I know what you mean. Well, they let that game go.
Yeah, they did.
All right, you ready for picks?
Yep.
Pick Friday?
Yep. You still don't know, do you?
I don't. I mean, it's fucking... I'm flipping coins right now. Go ahead. You go.
I don't need the points. Bengals money line. correct score, 24-20.
Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
I'll just roll through a bunch. Bengals, Rams, 0-0, first quarter, plus 1,000. First quarter, low scoring quarter. First drive, punt. What else do I have in here? T. Higgins, plus 600 to lead the game in receiving.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I am going under for 7.5 total points for Matt Gay.
What's that at?
I think it's 108.
Really?
I think so.
Jeez.
Under is plus 108, yeah. Samaje Perine, 2.5. I'm going to go over. Ja'Marr Chase, 3.5. Rushing, I'm going to go over. Taking the under in the game. I'm going to sprinkle Cam Akers to lead the game in rushing. To score first and win, I think I am going to take Bengals plus 280 on that. I like the juice there. And then for the game... Bengals.
Yep.
Fuck! Give me Bengals plus the 4.
You can't take the favor of the Super Bowl. Here's a flyer for you as well.
Okay.
Yes, the game will go to overtime, plus 920.
I saw that. And Aaron Donald MVP, we're sprinkling. Yeah. Obviously.
Plus 920 for overtime is something you, at plus 920, you have to throw something on that.
Oh, and no touchback, I'm sure. If I didn't say that, everyone fucking knows that. Boys in the back, any bets that you have for this game? Let's get them out. Nah.
Definitely on the no touchback. Locked in Bengals and the points plus 4 a week and a half ago.
Yep.
Still on that. Haven't wavered.
Yep.
And then two other quick ones I like. Will either kicker successfully make a 55-plus yarder? Yes is plus 390.
Okay.
And then will where'd it go? Either there's a missed field goal prop. I can't find it anymore.
Will there be one?
Yeah, missed field. Here it is. Missed field goal in the game. Yes, plus 106.
Okay.
What do you got, Mitt?
Well, Tony, I don't really know which hype boy to pick here, but I think I'm going to go with St. Louis. Jeez, LA Rams.
That's
you guys are all going with the Bengals.
St. Louis.
So
St. Louis Rams.
Fucking Rooney.
Fucking bomb, dude.
Hey, it's the first team that ever let me on the sideline, first team that employed me.
Shout out.
You know what? I'm going with them, and I'm going OBJ Super Bowl MVP.
There it is.
Okay.
Hype boy.
Yeah, that's about as hype boy as
there it is. Wait, Rams. Wait. Rams money line OBJ MVP parlay.
As Mitt was making his pick, Dancing Dan Rue just walked by. So I do believe this is the ultimate hype boy of hype boy.
Okay.
Dan
Rue. We can't thank you guys enough for being with us all week long. It's been awesome out here. It's been an awesome football season. We can't thank you guys enough for watching and listening all season long. It's been really cool.
You got any picks for tonight?
No. No, this is Super Bowl. This is Super Bowl picks Friday. I don't give a fuck about anything else tonight.
All right.
You gonna give out some footy or picks tonight or
UConn's getting 1.5 tonight at Xavier.
Okay.
I think UConn should be favored. Youngstown State, money line at home against Detroit.
Okay.
I mean do you want me to just run through the footy here?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna run through it. Celta Vigo, money line, Lazio money line, Frankfurt draw no bet, Freiburg draw no bet, Hertha Berlin draw no bet, Nice double chance, Lille draw no bet, Real Madrid draw no bet, Brighton draw no bet,
okay.
Crystal Palace draw no bet. Did I say Hertha Berlin?
Oh yeah, you said him.
Yeah, Hertha Berlin against Grüther. You know that's one.
Okay,
that's Saturday. I'll get some out on Sunday for you.
Oh, there's a UFC boost.
Oh, it's Derek Lewis, right?
Well, it's Bobby Green, Kyler Phillips, and Jared Cormier all to win plus 300.
I saw a different one.
And Derek Lewis versus Ty Tuivasa to end in round one.
That's the one I want.
You take that one. Give me Bobby Green, Kyle Phillips, and Jared Cormier.
They're both going to hit because they've never lost.
But, and the chat will tell you they will lose, and Bill will tell you they'll lose, but they won't.
I do like the Derek Lewis one, though.
Okay. All right, I think we're good.
No puck tonight, Nick?
Nick, you got any puck tonight?
Two picks. Texas hockey money line minus 152.
Oh, it's down to minus 152?
And Anaheim Ducks money line minus 164.
Okay. Yeah, Texas hockey. Come on.
Mid any NBA before we get out?
No, dude. Super Bowl. Can't do it.
I'm with you, pal. All right. Look out. Pat's got a same game parlay coming for the Super Bowl. Also, there's a risk-free same game parlay option as well. It's going to be a big weekend. It's going to be a great weekend.
Good season, my friend.
Tomorrow, we'll be live on YouTube, I think, 9 o'clock Eastern.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then Sunday
we'll for a FanDuel show. And then Sunday we'll be live betting during the game at the office.
There we go.
All right. Can't thank you guys enough. Good luck this weekend. Good luck with all your bets. Hope we helped you out a little bit. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer down.